Let's go to our scariest moment line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling from, sir?
My name's Rick, and I'm calling from Elyria, Ohio.
Okay, Rick, what's your scary story?
Okay. This happened about January 27, 2006.
Not too far ago. Okay.
Yep. My dad had passed away November 15, 2005. And I was in bed asleep. It was about 7 o'clock in the morning. And like I said, sound asleep, I went ahead and woke up.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on the edge of the bed getting ready to go visit my mom. And all of a sudden, my mind just went into a total, like, daydream daze, you know. I was still trying to get woke up. And this vision came over me that I was at a gas station here in town buying gas and laid my money on the counter to pay my bill. And I see this gentleman in a red and navy blue checkered flannel coat and a baseball cap behind me with a voice that says, "Hey, buddy, long time no see." I turn around. It's my dad standing there.
Whoa.
I reach out. I give him a hug. I said, "Man, I've missed you dearly," because my dad was my best friend.
Yeah.
And I was only 25 when I lost him. And he says, "Hey, how's everything going?" I said, "Good." I said, "Man, I miss you like crazy." He asked about my kids, and I told him they were doing good and they missed him. He asked how my mom was doing, and I told her she misses you too. He said, "Well, tell her I love her and I miss her, and I'm going to see her soon. I'm waiting for her." I said, "Okay." He said, "I got to go." He said, "But you hang in there. Things are going to look up for you. And I'll see you whenever I can." I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, before you go, can we meet up for breakfast real quick? Because Friday mornings, we always used to cash our checks together and go get something to eat in the morning because we both work nights." And he said, "Yeah, I'll meet you over at a local restaurant here in town." I said, "Okay." Mind you, at that point, I'm coming downstairs, fully clothed, ready to grab my shoes and run out the door. My wife stops me. She's sitting in the recliner, and she says, "Where are you going so early in the morning?" I said, "I'm going to meet my dad for breakfast." She goes, "Look at your watch." I said, "Okay. What do you want me to tell you?" She said, "It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Check the date on your watch." I said, "Dear, it's January 27, 2006. What more do you want? I got to go. My dad is waiting. I don't want to keep him waiting. I need to see him." She goes, "Honey, you need to slow down a second. Your dad passed away November 15, 2005. Right then and there, I looked at her. And I was like, "There's no way. This can't be possible." She showed the picture to me that they took and placed on my dad's casket at the showing of the funeral. And it was like all of a sudden watching a movie and hitting rewind real fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I could picture the funeral happening, carrying the urn and everything, and it just floored me. I immediately dropped to my knees and started bawling like a little baby.
My God.
It just totally
erased the whole thing, didn't you?
Yeah. That's... couldn't believe it. And I said, "You don't understand. It was so real. It was like I just was sitting there conversating with him and everything." I said, "What just happened?" She goes, "You very well could have seen him. He could have very well been checking in on you to see how you were doing because you took his death so hard." She said, "I don't doubt it for a minute that he popped in for a couple seconds to check on you."
Oh, I agree. Now, he said one thing to you, which I found fascinating, and that is, "Tell your mom I'm going to see her real soon." How is she? Is she okay?
Believe it or not, she is perfectly fine.
Good.
And she's doing a lot more things with her life before that she couldn't do taking care of my dad.
So maybe he meant
she bowls on a bowling league and everything and stuff like that. And we see her almost every day.
So maybe he meant he was going to visit her somehow, like he did you, in that
I've
kind of state.
To her and you know she hasn't mentioned anything, and I told her the story, and she broke into tears, and she said, you know, there's been small things happening around the house that certain things have been out of place. She said, but I haven't had, like, a conversating experience or anything. Yeah. She goes, there's been times where I've woke up and swore that your kids have moved things, and they've told me, Grandma, we haven't moved anything.
Are you looking forward to the next visit? Maybe he'll come back?
I've had extra ones since then. About every couple of months, I would have a visit pop in where he would check on certain things, like, for instance...
In your dream state, does he do that?
Yeah, I'll be sound asleep and wake up in tears, because that's usually when he's visiting, is when I'm sound asleep now.
Right.
My sister was having problems with her pregnancy, and he went ahead and I was sound asleep on another incident, and he went ahead and he told me then, he said, you're going to need to take care of your sister. She's going to have a lot of stress with this pregnancy, and she's going to have problems. You need to step in and take care of her for me because I can't be there. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I will give you all the information you're going to need to know at the time. Come to find out, my brother-in-law and her were having troubles. He was speaking to another female online. She caught it. And she was immediately rushed to the hospital with her heart.
She had that. But you sound like you're very close with your family.
Oh, very, very.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, that's important. I'm going to run off and take a few more calls here. And you have yourself a good weekend.